Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give parents and families the information they need to get their family game on. And this is my ride to work. So, it's been a little bit, but man, did a lot of stuff happen in the last bunch of days. So, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, number 6. If you're one of the haters, sorry, I live in Connecticut, you'll have to deal with it. I'm pretty stoked. So, I am mainly here for the Tom Brady with the Infinity Gauntlet memes, because they're amazing. But other than that, a lot of stuff happened. I was actually able to play Anthem over the weekend, and the people responsible for Titanfall released a AAA Battle Royale game yesterday after announcing it an hour and a half prior, basically. Like, it went from announced to out in a matter of hours, if that. And so I wanted to talk about both of those things. I know normally I only talk about one topic, but we've got some other stuff to talk about later on in the week, too. So first, let's talk about Anthem. I actually don't really have a lot to say about Anthem. It is exactly what I expected. Anthem is an Iron Man simulator. The one difference is, and this is something that I guess I should have known, I just probably, you know, didn't really pay a huge amount of attention to it, was how important gunplay is. So when we say it is an Iron Man simulator, one thing that is super important to point out, especially to folks that might be, you know, thinking about playing this game or letting younger players play this game, is that you are not literally Iron Man. We say that as a way to be kind of reductive, but what's really happening is you are a freelancer in this kind of pseudo post-apocalyptic alien scape. You're what's called a freelancer, and you use what are called javelins, which are suits. The Iron Man piece is that you can just jump up in the air and fly and hover, and that part feels awesome. In fact, it even feels awesome when you crash into walls, which I did quite a bit. It is much more intuitive than it sounds. However, the issue I ran into is Jake decided to start the demo for me and played through all the tutorials. So I couldn't play them, so I had to figure everything out all by myself. And of course, there are not YouTube videos about how to play. So I just kind of went into my first mission and just kind of went with it, which was a time. So the flying is amazing. The combat is, it's a shooter. It's a third-person shooter. So you have, you know, your primary weapon, you have a secondary weapon, and depending on what javelin you're using, you will have, you know, other additional abilities that you can equip. And so one of the things that kind of caught me off guard was when you're not flying around, you're playing, you know, a third-person action shooter game. You know, like Tomb Raider or, you know, things like that, right? That caught me off guard, I think only because I wasn't really paying a lot of attention, I think. I was just really, you know, waiting for the demo, wanting to get my hands on it, and I just didn't realize how important the gunplay was. Now, the gunplay was not as good as, say, Destiny, which is a game that I think Anthem is going to be, without question, people are going to be comparing those two games. They are obviously very similar. They're in the same genre. I think they're not copies of each other. A lot of people are being super reductive. But I think people are going to compare Anthem and Destiny the same way they compare FIFA and PES, right? Pro Evolution Soccer from Konami. Because they are very similar takes on the same thing. You know, they are multiplayer online shooters that have, you know, that kind of shared world mechanic. You're not playing this game alone. Freelancers don't do work by themselves. They're with other people. If you aren't into that, that's, you know, something you'll have to deal with. The good news is you never have to talk to anybody. I only did once. The rest of the time that I played, I was lone wolfing it with other players. You know, it will certainly make some of the more advanced missions a little bit harder. And this game is definitely designed to be played with friends. However, you know, if you're playing solo, it's certainly possible. So the demo that I played, there were kind of three components to it. There was exploring Fort Tarsus, which is kind of like your home base. That was pretty cool. It's very pretty, and, you know, there are all sorts of NPCs there to interact with. The one thing that separates Anthem from other games in the genre is that when you go to Fort Tarsus, no other players are there. You are there by yourself. That is your own instance. An instance being, like, a private kind of adventure experience. Now, that's important for a couple of reasons. One, when you go to the tower in Destiny, which is a similar type of place, in which is where guardians go in between missions, there are tons of guardians. There are guardians having dance parties. There's guardians just jumping around, which kind of, you know, for a bunch of serious warriors trying to defend the Earth from an existential threat, to have a bunch of dance parties just seems to kind of break the mold. But that's just part of what you would expect in a public gathering place in an MMO. It's kind of like, you know, any of the capital cities in World of Warcraft. Man, you just see shenanigans all the time. Anthem, 0% shenanigans. When you're in Fort Tarsus, you are alone. So, for one, you don't have to deal with other players and what they are doing, which kind of helps with the immersion a little bit. But the other piece is Anthem games are built around building relationships with other characters through dialogue, etc. And you get to have, essentially, your own relationships with these characters without, you know, having somebody who is important standing there with, like, six or seven different freelancers all hovering around them having what amounts to a very intimate conversation. You don't have to worry about any of that. I thought that was a really brilliant move. And I really thought it added a lot to my experience while playing the game. The other thing that I did is there were a number of missions on a number of different alien maps. And they were awesome. I really appreciated it. They were cool. The enemies were hard. I accidentally stepped into, like, a hard mode. A hard mode, like, stronghold, which is, like, the hardest version of some of these maps. I don't know how I did it, but I did. I ended up with a bunch of guys, got killed a bunch. I was a little frustrated at that point. But then I found, you know, I learned the controls because go figure. I just had to experiment because of losing out on the demos. And I was able to make the appropriate selections, and I got into, like, a normal, just like a regular mission, and it was much easier. So they matchmake with everybody. So you get in a javelin, you go out, and they matchmake with you, and they put you in groups. And so I played with a group of, you know, four players, myself included, and did a couple of missions. And at the end of the mission, you are brought back to Fort Tarsus, and you get, like, this victory screen where everybody gets to kind of pose down, and you earn not only experience for killing enemies, but you also get experience for completing mission objectives, and also for completing, like, mini achievements within a given mission, like revive a member or get X number of kills or whatever. I thought that was a really neat idea to encourage players to work together. You really do get, you get more XP for completing the mission and, you know, kind of helping your teammates and your squad than you do just running off all by yourself. So there were those missions. I did play a stronghold mission. I was never able to complete one because I really didn't have enough time. But those were freaking hard. There were enemies everywhere. They were going to take some coordination. I don't know that they're necessarily required, but they are definitely going to take coordination, or at the very least, you're going to need to be pretty high level. And also, at the end of every, you know, while you're, you know, fighting monsters, they'll drop loot. And at the end of every adventure, I had the opportunity to, you know, essentially choose what loot that I wanted to bring back. And every mission, I came back with new guns and new shields and things like that. One of the things that I really appreciated about Anthem was how customizable your loadouts can be. Now, a loadout in a video game, just for those that don't necessarily know, is, you know, what equipment you have. If you have X number of slots, what are you going to put in all of those different slots? And so you have a primary weapon, a secondary weapon, a grenade, you have a like a support ability, and then you actually have just a bunch of augmentations that you can put onto your armor, which, you know, I was getting, you know, very basic ones, but I there's a lot of design space here for some really cool stuff. You can equip frost grenades and, you know, stuff like that. Really cool options, lots of different kinds of weapons to match various different play styles. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I was really only able to play as one of the javelins. I played as the ranger, which is kind of like the all-rounder. But there are three others. There's the Storm, who is essentially like a mage. They can hover more than anybody else, and they also have like wicked powerful elemental attacks. There is the Interceptor, which is a kind of more melee-focused rogue-style javelin. They're all about getting in and out of fights quickly and dealing lots of melee damage. And then there's the Colossus, which is basically a tank. Huge, takes lots of damage, can force enemies to fight them, and then can use, you know, heavy weapons. This is nothing that, you know, players who have been playing, you know, role-playing games, we all know how this works, right? But I, you know, they didn't need to reinvent the wheel on class design, you know, give us a tank and give us different flavors of DPS. That all sounded great to me. So yeah, that's Anthem. This is going to be a fun time. Comes out in a couple of weeks. Comes out the 22nd of February, if I'm remembering correctly. And, I think this is going to be a big deal. I know a lot of folks were, you know, this game is not going to be for everybody. It was never going to be for everybody. I think, you know, a lot of the crazy hype for this game kind of died down as we would expect it to, because, you know, now that people played the demo and understand that this is not a traditional BioWare game, it is a this is BioWare's take on Destiny. So that's Anthem. We're gonna have more information about it soon, as we get closer to launch. But yeah, that is Anthem. So the next thing I want to talk about is Apex Legends, which came out yesterday, and it's pretty good. So Apex Legends is a battle royale shooter that is set in the same universe as Titanfall. I don't know why I couldn't remember the Titanfall name. So it's set in the same universe as Titanfall, and it is it's a battle royale game. It's meant to kind of take on Fortnite and PUBG, etc. Here's the big difference is, instead of playing nameless and faceless generic soldiers, you are playing as these heroes. You know, it's almost like Overwatch meets Fortnite, or really Overwatch meets PUBG, which is pretty awesome. Basically, they took and created, you know, within their storyline, a bunch of cool looking characters that do diverse and interesting things. And it's a squad based game. So you'll get hooked, match made with a group of three players, yourself included. And then you will, as a crew, draft your team. You know, one player will go first, another player will go second, etc. Pick your hero, and then you go. And, man, it's kind of fun. The they definitely made a bunch of changes to directly address things that some people didn't necessarily like about other Battle Royale games. So, for example, your crew, one person at the beginning of the match is assigned as, like, the jump man, and that's the person who is responsible for deciding when you jump, where you land, etc., and everybody goes in a group. Man, do I hope that Epic takes that, because I think that's a really cool idea for, like, squad-based play. It makes it way easier to stay together, and, you know, it makes it less likely for people to get separated between the dropship and the ground. It is a first-person shooter, but players have ultimates, and they have special abilities very similarly to Overwatch. Right now, there are only 8 legends. I don't remember all their names. They were just announced yesterday. But there's a healer, and there's a cool, you know, tanky guy with a shield. There's a stealth guy that can, you know, turn invisible and track his opponents. They're really cool. You know, lots of diversity in the cast. Really, for a game that was just announced yesterday and it's already playable, it already has 1 million players. Like, this game is just completely off the charts, and I expect that it's going to continue to do so. Respawn Entertainment, the company that's making this game, is really good at multiplayer shooters. They made Titanfall. They were tasked with creating this game as opposed to making another Titanfall game. And so they decided, rather than create a marketing campaign and try and get people hyped, they just thought, why not just release it one day? And it worked. Lots of people are really excited. I heard a lot of buzz on the internet, and we certainly enjoyed it. Now, here are some downsides. Number one, it is a T-rated game, but there's a little bit more blood than I would be comfortable with, that I really like. I think it's unnecessary. And the, Jenna was watching last night and really didn't like the way that healing is done. It's done through, like, needles. Which, like, if you're trying to revive one of your teammates, you know, you kind of jab them with a needle and, you know, give them medicine. I just thought that was a little questionable in today's space, but those are relatively minor complaints. This is a T-rated shooter, so if you're going to be interested in letting your kids play a T-rated shooter, this is by default a little bit more tame than, say, Call of Duty or, you know, something like that. But, it, you know, definitely worth taking a look before you give them the controls, if you are, and there's going to be plenty of YouTube videos, etc., where we can talk about it. One of the advantages of this game is it's free. There was some discussion about that last night, about, you know, how fast this game was adopted. You know, within a day, there were already 1 million players, which is pretty impressive. But we have to remember that this is a free-to-play game. And, you know, a lot of the counterpoints to that are Fortnite's a free-to-play game, so that puts them on equal footing. But we have to remember, this is the new hotness. There's a lot of people downloading this game, giving it a look-see, that might go back to Fortnite or might not play this game or either game, because there's no friction. Really, all you have to do is think about, do I have space on my hard drive? And if you do, you download the game and you can play. So I think that's, you know, obviously time will tell whether or not this game maintains its space as a, you know, as like a dominant shooter. But last night it did. So, I was really surprised at how the kind of stealth drop of this game worked, right? Like, it was, and here I am going 0 miles an hour on the highway. So I didn't expect, when we found out that this game was getting announced, that it was actually going to come out. Thought there was going to be an announcement, and maybe we'd get a release this summer or something like that. It's an interesting shift in strategy, and I'm really interested to see how successful it is, because, you know, the 0-minute hype cycle is not something that has ever been tried before, and clearly it worked, right? Like, they got a million players playing. If this game truly is good, a bunch of those people are going to keep playing. So I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. You know, what do you think about the idea of the success of a video game that was announced the same day that it comes out? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't surprise me on one level. I mean, mainly because it's free. Maybe that's the only genre that works in. Maybe it's lightning in a bottle. Who knows? So those were the two games I wanted to talk about. They are, you know, Anthem and Apex Legends. Kind of cool, but they're both, you know, T-rated shooter games that are out either now or within the next couple of days. Kind of giving alternatives to Fortnite or more alternatives to games like Call of Duty and Battlefield. So I do hope you guys are having a wonderful day. I will be back tomorrow to talk about Xbox Live coming to the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, listen, I'm still reading about it. So we'll talk tomorrow. I do hope you all have a wonderful day. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.